Chapter 12. Master Kenobi, said Bail Organa, standing in his apartment's open doorway. He looked exhausted. You came. Obi-Wan nodded. Your message sounded urgent, Senator. Yes, I suppose it did. Organa blinked, then shook his head and stepped back. It was. I'm sorry, please come in. Obi-Wan entered the apartment and followed Organa through to the sitting area. The place was spacious, immaculate, possessed of a typically restrained Alderaanian elegance. Beauty mattered, but it was never ostentatious. Organa indicated a long, low couch. Have a seat. Can I offer you something? I have Corellian brandy or a fine white wine from my family's vineyard, tea? First an urgent peremptory summons, and now the man was playing the gracious host? I am too tired for this. Obi-Wan thought, then said, Thank you, no. No, said Organa, and dropped into a chair. Did I drag you from your bed, Master Kenobi? If so, I apologize. No, Senator, Obi-Wan said, taking a seat on the couch. I was awake. Organa straightened, alarm burning away the tiredness. Something's happened. Given his position on the Security Committee, the Senator would find out soon enough. No harm in telling the truth. We lost the Faline battle group. Senator, was there a particular reason you needed to see me, or... Organa wasn't listening. The whole group? He asked. Every cruiser? Every cruiser, every Jedi, every Republic officer, every clone. Yes, Senator Organa, you... Organa pinched the bridge of his nose hard. The Bespin Dancer is... Was she still a part of the Faline group? I believe so, Senator. Organa's eyes were blanked with shock. My wife's cousin is a TAC officer on the Dancer. Ah, unfortunate. Then, Senator, I am sorry for your loss, but if we could perhaps... Some dark feeling, almost revulsion, touched Organa's face. Some people say the Jedi are cold, unfeeling. Are you trying to prove them right, Master Kenobi? There was no answer for that. Obi-Wan stood. Senator, I think... You lost Jedi in the battle group, said Organa. He sounded accusing. Were they your friends? Aren't you grieving for them? Lobus Loban, Kydra, Tafashil Arkan, Obi-Wan thought, then said, Senator, you said you needed to see me urgently. If that is not the case, I shall return to the temple. Sit down. Obi-Wan stared at him. The man is distraught, exhausted, and a senior government official. Master Yoda needs no more trouble tonight, he thought. Then he sat very slowly. Senator? Organa pressed his palms flat to his face, took a deep, shuddering breath, exhaled it sharply. I'm sorry, Master Kenobi, he said, his voice muffled, then lowered his hands. That was uncalled for. Tell me, what were you able to find out about Zagula? Nothing, I'm afraid, said Obi-Wan, grimacing. Master Yoda and Master Windu have never heard of it, and there is no record of a planet by that name, or any name close to it, in the temple archives. Dex hadn't heard of it either. Neither had any of his contacts, and Dex could cast a wide net. If it weren't for the first message's mention of the Sith, he'd be convinced the whole thing was a mistake. Or a hoax. Senator, why did you ask me here? Have you been contacted by your source again? Yes, said Organa, fingers drumming his knee. A new tension deepened the lines in his face. They say they know where Zagula is. They want to meet us there. Show us something to do with the Sith that they can't, won't, discuss via coded shortbursts. They've sent the first set of coordinates for the journey. Meet us? Obi-Wan shook his head. Absolutely not, Senator. If this Zagula exists, and if it does have a link with the Sith, it's far too dangerous a place for you. I'll go alone. Organa's eyebrows shot up. I don't think so. We go together, or I'll go alone. I'm more than happy to leave you behind. I'm afraid I can't agree to that, or to you accompanying me. Well, if you want anything to do with this, Master Kenobi, I'm afraid you'll have to. Organa retorted. because if you think I'm going to hand over my comlink, my data reader, and my decryption codes, and wave goodbye as you fly off to meet my contact without me, you're a much stupider man than I thought.